After months of eased restrictions and low COVID-19 case numbers, Governor Phil Scott has now turned the proverbial spigot back as Vermont sees rising rates of the coronavirus. Today, Scott announced that all gatherings between multiple households are now prohibited. Bars and clubs around the state will be forced to close on Saturday night at 10 p.m. And those are just some of the new restrictions that were put in place today. Scott outlined those new measures in a press conference earlier this afternoon, and VPR's Liam Elder Connors covered it for us. He's here to go into the details. Hi, Liam.
Hi, Henry.
So, Liam, Governor Scott and the health department say that households cannot gather with each other. Why are they making this change right now? And what exactly are the guidelines around the restriction?
They're making this announcement because they've been seeing a really rapid rise in new cases of COVID-19 in Vermont, largely driven by small parties and social gatherings. And so they're saying that, you know, that's where the problem is right now. We've seen really high case numbers over the last couple of days in Vermont. Yesterday, we broke the state's record with 109 new cases reported. Today, not as many, but still 84 cases were reported, which is the second highest we've seen during the pandemic so far. And so that's why Governor Scott and the health department have decided to prohibit multiple households from getting together. And what that means, it's pretty restrictive. Here's what Scott said when I asked him about it.
You shouldn't interact with anyone. You shouldn't interact with your neighbor. You shouldn't get together for horseshoes or having a beer or a coffee or anything like that. You need to stay away from each other.
And Scott has been saying he's driven by the data. He's listened to the health department through the whole pandemic. What did the health department say today?
They're saying this is what's needed to try to slow the case growth down right now in Vermont. But I mean, we're not going to see that immediately happen because people still have been moving around and getting together in social gatherings for the last couple of weeks. And so Health Commissioner Mark Levine said, we're not immediately going to see cases start to go down. And so a measure like this could be in place for a little while.
So one needs to give several weeks time duration to go by to begin to see the kind of impact that you'd want to see.
Okay, so these are pretty restrictive measures, Liam, not allowing households to gather together. But can the state actually enforce that? Can they keep different households from socializing?
Well, the governor admitted that they're not going to be enforcing this. They're not going to be having state police going out and, you know, knocking on people's doors to make sure that only people that live there are in the house. But he did say that he's hoping Vermonters really take it upon themselves to take this seriously because this is needed to curb the rising cases of COVID-19. Though Governor Scott did leave the door open for potential enforcement measures down the line if people aren't complying.
One of the other big restrictions that was put in place was for bars and clubs to close down tomorrow night at 10 p.m., but restaurants are allowed to stay open to in-person dining. What are some of the other restrictions that were laid out today?
Well, schools can continue. Schools will still be open, but all recreational sports leagues are going to be paused. Restaurants, museums, gyms, and other customer-facing establishments are going to be required to keep a log of people that stop by and are in those places for contact tracing purposes. And also related to contact tracing, Vermonters are now required to comply with contact tracers if they get a phone call from the health department. Another big one was that college students returning to Vermont are going to be required to quarantine for 14 days or 7 days if they get a COVID-19 test. The state actually does want all college students returning, regardless of if it's a 7-day or 14-day quarantine, to get tested. And then lastly, the state is also asking all businesses and nonprofits that can switch to remote work to do that as well.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit more about what the state's reasoning here is? I mean, to say keep restaurants open, but shut down recreational sports.
Well, like I mentioned the beginning, the state is seeing most of the new cases of COVID-19 tied to private parties and social gatherings. 71% of cases since October have been related to things like that. And so they're basically looking at the landscape right now and saying, you know, this is where we're seeing the problem, which is these social gatherings. And so that's what we're going to restrict right now. One of the reasons they said that they're likely more problems or they're seeing more of a case growth around these social gatherings is that when people go out to, you know, a store or a restaurant, even there's a lot of requirements like mask wearing, physical distancing that are just already in place. But when people are hanging out in their house or in their backyard, a lot of those regulations, those restrictions like mask wearing and social distancing kind of break down and aren't present anymore.
You mentioned the stricter language that the state is putting in place for contact tracing. Does that indicate that officials are having trouble getting people to respond to contact tracers?
Yes, and they actually talked a little bit about how they've had trouble getting in touch with everyone that was at a Halloween party recently. The health department actually put out a call and asked all people who went to a party in Milton and Marshfield on Halloween to get in touch with the health department. They're also asking the same thing for people who are part of a bowling league that met at Spare Time in Colchester on November 4th and 5th. And I should note that, you know, the new regulation around people complying to contact tracers does contain a reference that, you know, if people aren't being truthful and getting back to contact tracers, they could refer things to the Attorney General's office for possible charges of some kind.
In terms of the economic impact of this, the state got a lot of support from the federal government early on in the pandemic, and these new restrictions could have an impact on parts of the economy. What's the status of the funds that the state got from the feds?
So the governor said that there are $75 million left, and the state needs to spend that money by the end of the year. So by December 31st, that money has to be gone. But Scott says that's not really enough at this point. He says the hospitality sector alone needs a lot more money. And, you know, I think we can only imagine that the restrictions put in place today are going to further slow some of the economic activity of people going out to restaurants. And even though those are still open and bars will be closed, so there's going to be a hit there. And Scott really was urging the federal government and Congress to get another stimulus bill out soon.
That's VPR's Liam Elder Connors, and you can see more of our COVID-19 coverage at vpr.org. Liam, thanks.
You bet.